For me, the matter is made worse, as it comes at a time when our leadership is in the balance. My father, Baras, is our leader, and he has been a good and wise one. Yet he is old now, and he is tired and ailing. He has not long left to live, and is past the peak of his powers. I do not say this to disrespect him, as he is my father, and I love him. But the truth cannot be denied. When we need strong leadership, we have a man who is in his twilight. Matters are made worse because I am his heir, and I am a woman. There have been no woman leaders in the history of Pilatu. It is strange, is it not, that a community based on escaping oppression should still harbor it in this form? And I find myself at the center of a private struggle that would mirror the greater. There are two who wish my hand in marriage, and my power. One is Marcos, who would not wish to leave the island at all. The other is Elias, who believes we must move on and out to the mainland in order to survive. He is not a bad man, and neither is Marcos. But neither of them seek my hand because of me. They do not see me as Sinita, a woman who needs a partner. They see me as Sinita, the daughter of the leader. They see me as a tool to take power and rule over Pilatu, that their own point of view would prevail. I would not take either of them if the choice were solely in my hands, but it is not. My father is courted by both of them, as though he were to be their wife, not me, for it is on his word that I must act. Tradition dictates that I marry the husband he chooses for me, for the good of the island, as though I am incapable of making decisions myself, either about my own life or about the future of our people. And so, Mildred Wyeth, you know all about me and the island of Pilatu. You have arrived at a time of great upheaval and heartache for our people. But that should not concern you. Neither right now should the fate of your friends. All that matters now is that you are hurt, and you must take the time to recover. Sleep, and we will see what the morrow may bring.
The companions were awakened the next morning, after only a few hours' sleep. None had any idea what time they had been thrown into the jail cell, as it was impossible for J.B. Orion to read their wristchrons in the darkness. One thing was for sure, though. Dawn broke far too quickly, and it brought with it an unwelcome visit from the sect patrol leader. The wan light was filtering through the small window as Jack awoke. His acute hearing picked up the approach of two men, muttering to each other. He also heard the shuffling of feet from the guard on the door, as though he were straightening and wanting to appear alert.
Huh, must be main man. Why else guard stand tall?
As the two men came nearer, the sound of their approach woke all the companions except Doc. Exhausted, the old man merely stirred in his sleep and turned over.
Wonder what they want with us.
Well, they have the upper hand. We're not in any fit state to break for it.
Maybe they've come to tell us our fate.
There was a brief exchange outside, and the lock on the door was turned. Ryan squinted at the figures in the doorway. The two men framed in the doorway appeared as little more than silhouettes. If they had blasters, they were holding them across their bodies.
Would you mind not making so much noise? And be so kind as to tell us why you have interrupted our much-needed rest.
As the companion's eyes adjusted to the light, the two men in the doorway became more than just shadow. One of them was the sect chief who had led the capture the night before, Marcos. The other was of the same height and build, but stooped slightly where the other stood erect. He wore spectacles and had a slight squint, even in the dim light. But the most striking thing about him was that he was like Jack, an albino. The longer the silence, the tenser Ryan grew. Doc had spoken without thinking, not even properly awake. In so doing, had he annoyed the sect chief?
You may be White Land scum, but you have the courage of the cornered animal. I will grant you that. I have come to see the albino, and I have brought my brother to speak with him.
Well, I think I won't talk.
The albino in the doorway stepped forward and hunkered down on his haunches so that he was level with Jack, who remained seated on the ground. He looked Jack over with curiosity.
Fascinating. I had heard legend that the Whitelanders could also produce albinos, and that they were treated in the same manner as we, but I had never seen one, nor had I ever expected such a sight. How long have you been their slave, my friend, and why do you wish to stay with them when you could be free here?
Say it before, say it now. Last time. These people, my friends, we stand and fall together. Fuck you.
The other albino stood and shook his head sadly.
They really have you under their thumb, don't they? I offer you freedom, and you are too scared to take it. How sad.
Jack glanced around at Ryan, looking for a sign. And the one-eyed man knew exactly why. Even as the island albino had spoken, the same thought had flashed through Ryan's mind. They were treating Jack as one of their own. If Jack were to accept, it would mean a man on the outside, a chance to work for escape, and perhaps even an opportunity to find out what had happened to Mildred.
You're free to go if you want. You no longer have to pretend, and you are no longer our slave.
How gracious.
Okay, you free me now. I join brothers.
The island albino gave Ryan a suspicious look, as though he couldn't trust Whitelanders to be so magnanimous.
We're not in a position to argue, right?
Indeed.
The island albino rose to his feet in one graceful motion.
Come with us.
He held out his hand. Jack grasped it and allowed the man to assist him in rising from the floor. The sect chief, who they could now plainly see was holding his H and K across his body, raised it in salutation.
It seems that you are not as foolish as you first appeared. We shall see.
He covered the companions while the island albino led Jack out of the jail. Once they were clear, he backed out, closing the door behind them. They heard the lock click as they were secured once more.
Well, Ryan?
We wait, JB. It's all that we can do right now. If Jack can do anything, he will. In the meantime, I figure we should try to get some more rest, hope our injuries heal up, before we get some action.
Jack resisted the temptation to look back over his shoulder as he was led away from the jail. Despite being about a foot taller than the wiry hunter, the island albino put his arm around Jack's shoulders.
You don't know how good it is to have another albino in our village. The brothers and sisters are good people, but there is always the sense that I am different from them. And so I am, in a sense. But to have someone else who lacks all color is good. It gives someone to share identity with.
Not thought of it that way. Where the fuck are we?
I shall the fuck tell you.
As they walked to the living quarters of the albino, he told Jack about the history of the island and also of the way in which the people worked, either farming, hunting, or mining, and scavenging for fuels. By the time he had finished, they had reached the albino's adobe homestead, where he led Jack into a one-room hut with two beds on opposite sides of the room, one of which had a table beside it, piled high with books and papers. Beside the other bed was a Spartan arrangement of belongings, most of a practical nature.
There you have in a nutshell the difference between my brother and me. I, Chan, weave the legends and history of the village, indeed of the world as we know it, into something that can help and guide us through the darkness of the future. I work with my brain, whereas my brother Marcos works with his brawn. He is a good man, but he believes in actions above words. As I am the opposite, we are complementary to each other.
Marcos head a sec?
Sec?
Yeah, sec.
Ah, you mean security, I would assume. Your language is so primitive. Typical Whitelands patois, I assume.
And you talk like Doc, triple stoop.
To answer your question, yes, he is the boss of security on Pilatu. But come, I know nothing about you as of yet, and we will have to decide what you can do to be a part of this land.
Name is Jack Lauren, and I'm a hunter.